Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, September the 9th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on the Podbean page over to the left in the Links column. All you have to do is to click it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at today's show, see what we've got awaiting us. Well, I'm going to start just by explaining my rationale for the infrequency with which I talk about Brexit and my rationale for doing so. Then I'm going to give a stock market update, which I haven't done for a while, so I think it's overdue. Then I'm going to talk about a little bit about confirmation bias, which I have discussed very greatly on my show throughout the years, but I think that right now it's time to just give you an update. Then a word about how US economic activity is slowing down and why that is the case and what is actually happening in more detail than frankly you are likely to get from the mainstream media. Well, then I will discuss my rationale for claiming that the outlook for the US economy has never been as dire as it is right now, and I mean ever. Even before the stock market crash and the Great Depression of the 1930s, things actually looked pretty good. That's the sad part about it. The 1920s basically were ostensibly a good time for the United States, and it was only the misguided policies of what Roosevelt did that created really and prolonged the depression for over 10 years. So that's an interesting thought, but I don't intend to discuss it here. Then I'm going to talk about the marriage rate and a new theory as to why it's been steadily falling since the 1980s. Then I've got just a very few words to say about Boeing, a quick follow-up to my Boeing story that I've been discussing in the last 2 shows that listeners will be fully familiar with, but just a couple of other things I would like to mention. Then I'm going to talk about something which I bet you've never thought about in all your born days, ladies and gentlemen. That is to say, the comparative speed at which we deliver information in English compared with how quickly the identical information is imparted in other languages. a fascinating study just came out, and I would love to be able to bring it to you, but it will require you to go to that all-important donate tab. Anyway, Jerome Powell, of course, again, is expounding on what monetary policy can do to sustain the expansion, so-called. So I'll just have a few words to say on what monetary policy really can do, if anything. You're going to get it from the horse's mouth, okay? And then finally, probably the biggest piece of the day, which I don't tend to put at the end, but I'm going to keep you hanging for this one. New information on what a scoundrel Robert Mueller is, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump and the Russians. It has to do with his participation in a cover-up of Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11, and all the pieces are coming together, ladies and gentlemen, and Mueller must not be resting up easy in his bed. Well, there you have it. For those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently upon request 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free, select any 3 shows from the Podbean archives, but I actually recommend highly the latest 3 shows, because that will really give you a sense of how I treat the day-to-day events of the world. Although I don't treat them all, I think it will really give you a good idea of what this show is all about. So, to end, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which is on the Podbean page, but nevertheless, here it is again. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's RWL, my initials, Martin, and then the number 1@aol.com. I have also a Facebook and a Twitter page. I'm sure you know about this, at least some of you do. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. All one word, no caps and no spaces and no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Also, my Twitter address, I try to put some stuff into Twitter as well, just one-liners which are a little bit too short for the Facebook page, whose information is itself too short for the show. So the Twitter page is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's RM for my initials, and wake up call. All one word, all lowercase, no punctuation, RM wake up call. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I wish you an excellent week ahead, and I will be back with you again on Friday. So this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.